Okay. Was that cool, or was that just weird? I think it's cool and weird. You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 on your FM dial. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. The name of the show, the ostensible show is, if I knew what I was doing, I would stop. My name is Bob Pagani. I'll be here until 5:30 in the morning, and I wish somewhere in here, I'm sure there's something that tells me what'll be on after me, because that would be a professional thing to do, to tell you what's coming up after me. But I'm at best, I'm borderline professional. At best, I'm more like an inspired amateur, actually. I think in a couple of minutes, I'll play some music, and then I pray we'll take a live phone call. From someone who has an alien abduction story to tell. We'll get to that momentarily. No rush. We got time. Now, okay. You're home. You're home. You're not working today. You don't want to go out. You don't want to deal with the traffic. You don't want to deal with the tourists, right? Maybe you'd like to watch something on television. And you're thinking, I want to see something I haven't seen 9 million times before. Oh, my friends, do I have a suggestion for you. This is a very strange show that aired one time 20 years ago. One time. This is like when reality shows were just getting rolling 20 years ago. So 1998 we're talking about. Now, you've seen like when animals attack, or at least you've heard of it, right? Because that's been a running joke for about 20 years now, right? When somebody wants to make fun of reality, cheesy reality programming, they say, well, you know what, I like what, when animals attack. Okay, I saw this show with my wife 20 years ago. This is the only time it ever aired. And you tell this to people, and they assume that you're making it up or you hallucinated seeing it. Because but it exists, and I looked to see over the weekend, I looked to see if it was online anywhere, and it is online. Okay? One time show. I thought it was on Fox, but thanks to the Google machine, I found a review of it from when it aired, the one time it aired, and according to that, it was on ABC. The name of the show is When Cars Attack. Okay, so right away you're thinking, that is the stupidest premise I've ever heard. And it is. It's an extraordinarily dumb premise. But here's the kicker, okay? Here's the kicker. It was a put-on. The whole show was a put-on. You know, they say mockumentary, you know, like Spinal Tap or these movies, you know, like a fake, it looks like a documentary, but it's fake. It's, you know, satirical, or it's just, you know, a gag. This was a joke show. And it had a weird premise. Richard Belzer, you know Richard Belzer, the comedian? He was like the host of this thing. And the premise of this show, and I swear to you this is a real show that really aired on network TV, and you can find it online. I found it on Vimeo, which is kind of like an alternate universe YouTube kind of a deal. Vimeo, I found it on there. Or you can just Google for it and it'll direct you to Vimeo. The premise of this show, and it was done very, very straight, although it kind of pissed me off that the beginning of the show, they did a thing, they had like a crawl, you know, words going up the screen, and they did them like kind of in the Star Wars thing where they're going at an angle, like the beginning of a Star Wars movie. But they kind of went, you know, this show is for people who think the Earth is flat. It's like, why? Why did you do that? You don't give away the joke. What's the matter with you? No, if you're going to do a joke, you don't say, you don't go to a party and go, I am now going to tell you a joke. A man walks into a bar. No, you just tell the joke. You don't go, here is a funny joke I wish to tell to you. You just do it. I hate when they do that. I hate when they go, this is not real. You know, this is, that's like, that's lawyers. That comes from the legal department of the network. You better tell people that this isn't real or we're going to have a problem. You probably shouldn't air it at all. But if you're going to air it, you better tell people that it isn't real. No, you never tell people. You just do it. Let them figure it out. Let them argue about it at the water cooler at work the next day. Let them wonder. If people think it's real, well, so what? That's fine. Let them scratch their heads. I hate that. That's one of the things that drives me insane in life. When they just have to give it away. Anyway, but if you missed the first few seconds where they did that stupid disclaimer at the beginning of the show, then it started off like your average late 90s reality show. You've got what looks like a laboratory and there's a car there, and Richard Belzer is supposed to be the lead investigator. And he proceeds to explain that, you know, they have footage of accidents, and then he's like, but are they really accidents? And over the course of the hour, this weird-ass show starts to promote the premise that there is a chip that has been put in cars. And supposedly it was like, there's a thing that's put in cars, and it was invented by Henry Ford's brother. I don't know if Henry Ford had a brother in real life, but they said like his brother went rogue and put a thing into cars that would make cars have accidents, would make cars crash. So when the police investigate accidents and they think it was the fault of the driver, it might, in fact, actually be the fault of this rogue thing that was put in your car. And then they had all this, you know, stock news footage of cars flying off overpasses, the stuff you've seen 10,000 times, right? But they ascribed it to this weird thing that had been put in the cars. It's a really, really weird show. And apparently it is online. I started to watch it the other night. And you can, I was going to download it, in fact. I don't think I downloaded it, but I started to watch it. So if you've got like an hour, actually it's like, since there's no commercials in the online version, it's going to take about 45 minutes of your time to watch. Just so you can convince yourself that I'm not making this up. And you can now be the wise guy in your circle of friends who tell all your friends about this utterly bizarre show that ran one time, When Cars Attack, completely deranged, like, I'm at a loss for words. How did they went to a room full of network executives and they pitched this idea that's a satire of reality shows, and everybody in the room went, yeah, okay, do that thing. And it apparently was not intended to be an ongoing show. It was just a one-time deal. Because that's all it was. They never came back a second week and then said, you know, when refrigerators attack. No, it was just cars and that was it. And then it never, I don't think they even reran it in reruns. Just one time. Probably like a slow weekend and they had canceled a bunch of shows and had nothing to put in there. But I was absolutely sure, I was absolutely convinced in my mind that it was a Fox show. But apparently it was on ABC. So go look, go Google for When Cars Attack. And then you can find it. And then if you're having like a Memorial Day party, which you should absolutely not do, because Memorial Day is not a happy holiday. It's a, you know, remembrance of war dead. So don't have any parties. But if you're determined to, or a cookout, you shouldn't be cooking out either. You should not be wearing an apron that says kiss the chef with your little joke hat and cooking steaks and you know, high-fiving each other. On Memorial Day. I was going to say save that for the 4th of July, but the 4th of July is a war holiday too. What's the next happy holiday coming up? Thanksgiving, right? No. Well, I get, well, yeah, that's happy except for the Native Americans. Not so much happy for them. You know, ultimately, as things played out. But what's a happy holiday? Christmas is a happy holiday. Go have your barbecue on December 25th. Okay? Have your barbecue on New Year's Eve. Don't have your barbecue on Memorial Day or Veterans Day. Well, Veterans Day, because it's also for veterans who didn't die. But not Memorial Day. Jeez, people, a little decorum, please. All right, I think I will play some music. And then after the music, if all goes well, I will take a call from a person who is going to describe an alien abduction experience to us. That's just to, you know, just to break things up a little bit, especially since I'm cranky because I didn't get to eat on the way out. I told that story already. Don't get me started. Don't make me go down that road again. I'll be all cranky again. Okay, so I'm going to play three songs in a row. There's actually kind of two themes that connect these three songs. And I'm not like, you know, Mr. 70s DJ who's going to, you know, play sets of songs and about love. You know, see if you can figure out the point of view of these three songs, listeners. No, I just happen to kind of stumble across three songs that have a common theme. And then there's sort of a second theme that will connect the first and the... Actually, let me think now. Let's see. Yeah, no, there's at least two themes going on in these three songs. And then after that, with if all goes well, if the stars align, we should be able to get a phone call in the air from a person who claims to have had an alien abduction experience. So we'll do that. My name is Bob Pagani. The show is called If I Knew What I Was Doing, I Would Stop. It is 4:10 on a Monday morning, the 28th of May, 2018, Memorial Day. We'll be back in a few moments. Oops, wait a minute. Wrong button. Right button.
It's not that easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparklers on the water or stars in the sky. But green is the color of spring, and green can be cool and friendly like, and green can be big like an ocean, or important like a mountain, tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why, but why wonder, why wonder? I am green and it'll do fine. It's beautiful and I think it's what I want to be. Or important like a mountain, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why, but why wonder, why wonder? I am green and it'll do fine. It's beautiful and I think it's what I want to be. Mm-hmm.
It's right over there, man. Right over to the left.
Where all the red and white
people at? Where all the people's at?
Watch the show. It's good.
Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso.
Office rocker, he's office rocker. Please, Mr. Officer, I only had some vodka. Little marijuana, just a few biker. And only reason swerving while I hit while I'm driving. Fire registration, OG license. Cause of that interior, your bitch wanna ride it. Great red bow tie, dick got low jack. White House calling and they asking where the dough. What? Whatever. Final day, Stanley, how I roll with that Sinatra. Up a pasta sprayer in her mouth like Monaco. Listening to songs, I'm rhythm of maracas. M.I.A. on the toga, that's my nursery vodka. I divide and conquer, blowing Willy Wonka. Baby mama wanna suck the down up at the concert. And they bitch no day like Frank Sinatra, bitch. I do this shit my way. Like Frank Sinatra, bitch, do this shit my way.
Sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso.
I'm so high, you're so high. If I take another sip, then I test my die. Take another sip, then I test my life. Tell her what she wanna hear just to get between them thighs. Underground nigga, but on top of the world.
Tanks of vodka, sip flow, rock a hot. Rip rhymes since the days when Frankie Crocker rock. From a stocky stock, known for his illy right hook to make Rocky block. That's no poppycock pirate. We can keep it irie, or we can keep it irie. Ty Lee, we keep it 100. From the heights and all the lights, selling coffin muffin. Come with that headbang, a boogie for that ass. Will I give a bully 10 noogies for the cash? Dash, dip slow on a marathon. Or maybe he goes sing Calypso like Farrakhan. Or Frank Sinatra, man.
What did they say? Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie, my boy, I'm sure we'll sell 2 million copies or more.
He was once a little green dab of clay, Gumby, but you should see what Gumby can do today. Gumby, he can walk into any book with his pony pal Pokey too.
And he'll find fun where there's none if you'd like him to. And if he likes, he can change into something new. Gumby, he makes toys do things they could never do. What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you. He can change into something new. That's Gumby. He makes toys do the things they could never, ever do. Yes, being green can be really keen, especially when you are blue. So if you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you. Got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Okay, quiz time. Did you pick up the subtle connection among the three? You can't say between when it's three. Between implies two. So among those three songs, there were two connections. They were thematically related. Do you know what the themes were? The first one was It's Not Easy Being Green by Frank Sinatra. That just makes me laugh. I love when like a serious, you know, legitimate artiste does something kind of wacky. It's actually a very pretty song, and it's about self-acceptance and everything. So, sure, why not? But, I mean, it's not the kind of thing you'd expect him to do. But he did a fine job with it. Second song was called Frankie Sinatra by the Avalanches. And the third song was the Gumby Heart song by Frank Sinatra Jr. Okay, I think we're starting to discern one of the connections. Right? Okay, let's see. The first one's by Frank Sinatra. The second was called Frankie Sinatra, and the third song was by Frank Sinatra Jr. Wait a minute, I'm starting to sense a theme. Frank Sinatra? Yes. Oh, I wanted to have a little bell. I want one of those little shop bells so I can go ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Frank Sinatra was one thing, but what was the second connection? Ah, this one is like double jeopardy. This one's for all the marbles. All right, the first one, Not Easy Being Green. Second one, Frankie Sinatra by the Avalanches. Third one, the Gumby Heart song. Are you ready? This is the mind blower. It's Not Easy Being Green. And then his son sang about Gumby, who was green? Ha ha! Actually, I didn't do it for that reason at all. I just remembered that Sinatra had done It's Not Easy Being Green, and I thought, that's kind of, I kind of like that. I'm going to play that. And then I found, by accident, the song Frankie Sinatra by the Avalanches. And then I remembered that Frank Sinatra Jr. had done the Gumby song. So I just put it, and then I said, oh, and Gumby was green. I can now pretend to be an erudite radio guy who strings things together for a reason instead of the random a-hole that I actually am. All right, phone call time. Let's see if this works. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi, caller. Hi, caller. Who am I speaking to?
Miss Lauren Hint.
Okay, I'm sorry, what? What was your name?
Miss Lauren Hint.
Laureen? Laureen?
Yes, sir.
Kent? K-E-N-T?
Lauren.
Like Clark Kent?
Yep.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ranger, Georgia.
I'm sorry, Mangler, what?
Ranger, Georgia.
Ranger, Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Now, you're not listening to the radio station, obviously, because you're not, are you listening on the website, or are you watching on Periscope? How are you hearing this?
I'm watching on my Periscope.
On Periscope. Okay. Now, my understanding is it Laureen?
Yeah.
Okay. My understanding is that you have an alien abduction story to share with us.
It was a man experience.
Okay. Now,
I don't know if I can talk about it.
Oh, well, I hope so. Otherwise, we're not going to have much to discuss, are we? All right. When did this happen, Laureen? When was this incident?
It was just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really? It was recent. Oh, wow. Okay, a couple of weeks ago. And it happened in Georgia near your home?
Yeah.
Okay. So walk us through this. Was it day or night?
It was nighttime.
It was nighttime. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were outside or you were inside the house?
I went out in the backyard to check on my chickens.
You're out in the backyard checking on your chickens, uh-huh.
Yeah, and we had a bunch of chickens.
And what happened?
And then my coyotes and owls and stuff gets after them at night time. So I went out there to check on them.
Okay, so you went out to check on the chickens, yes.
And there's a big old ship landing right in my backyard.
So there was like a flying saucer kind of a thing?
Big old one, yeah.
A big one. Now, was it round like we usually picture, or was it more like cigar shaped or what?
Oh no, it was round.
It was round. Okay, so it was the kind that we usually see like in science fiction movies.
Yep.
Like The Day the Earth Stood Still. You know that movie?
No, I don't know that movie.
Well, it's a black and white movie from the 50s, and a flying saucer lands in Washington, D.C., and a giant robot comes out, and he tells us that he's here to, you know, protect us from ourselves. You never seen that one?
No. That's kind of like what they did to me.
Well, okay, I want to get to that. Okay, so this thing lands, and this is at night. Now, do you have neighbors nearby?
No, we don't got no neighbors.
We're way out in the country somewhere.
Yeah.
So no one else saw this? Do you live with anybody?
Yeah, I live with Jan.
Jan?
Yeah.
Is that like
Jan? Jan. That's my old man.
Oh, how do you spell that?
It's J-O-A-N.
So John.
Yeah, Jan.
Jan. Okay. Did John see the flying saucer, too?
No, he don't believe me.
Well, where was he at the time?
He was in bed.
He was in bed. You didn't wake him up? A flying saucer landed in your yard, and you went outside to investigate by yourself?
Yeah, well, I have my monkey with me.
Oh, you have a pet monkey?
Yeah, it's my friend.
Now, okay, like what kind of a monkey? A chimp or a...
Yeah, it's one of them.
One of them. Right, one of those monkeys.
It's named Njord.
Oh, it's named John, too?
No, Njord.
Jorn.
Njord. Njord. Njord.
How do you spell that?
N-E-O-N-E-E.
B-J, huh? You lost me on that one.
N-E-O-N-E-E.
V-A-R?
No, knee. Knee.
Knee.
No, knee.
Z?
Knee. Knee.
Knee. N.
No. In the knee. In the knee.
Oh, knee, like a K. A K, like a knee. Right? A K? No.
No, it's a knee.
A knee.
In the knee.
That's the name of the monkey, is knee?
No, in Yorn.
Yorn.
No, Yorn. Yorn.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to upset you here. I'm just trying to say, well, maybe we should just...
No, it's something.
Okay, well, just so you took your monkey.
I'm not mom and went away on home.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just, you just have an unusual accent, and I'm trying to, you know.
In Yorn.
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 Okay, Yorn. Okay.